Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. Another episode of Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. So today's going to be another show on books, music, and current events on Concert Window and Second Life. In the background, you're hearing Voodoo Shilton, who often perform in Second Life and other venues online. And this is directly from his YouTube channel. Just beautiful, beautiful. And he's on guitar right now. So the reason I started out with his music, yesterday, a lot of shows. First up, I went to see Tuxo OK at Black Dahlia, 4 p.m. SLT. And then James Olmos had a show at the Seaside Lounge at about 7 p.m. SLT, but I had some time, so I went early and caught Voodoo Shilton's show pretty much the halfway through it before James took the stage. So that was quite a treat. I don't always get to see Voodoo perform, so that was really a treat to hear him. And a lot of time, based on the show, if you happen to be at a show and it's available, you guys can get that particular show. You can buy it and listen to it whenever you want, which is a great perk. So thanks to all the musicians who were in that lineup at Seaside Lounge for a great performance. And of course, Tuxo, always the groove master, had an awesome show. Awesome, awesome. I think we went a little over time, which is always a fun thing. It's great not to be finished exactly on time. So those were the highlights of the night. And then, so I basically was watching James, NSL, and Concert Window at the same time. And his show went a little overtime, which is awesome because he has like the best sort of philosophical conversation with fans after his shows. And I love those. And you can still put in requests and just ask questions and just sort of relax after the concert is officially over. So thank you very much. As I mentioned, tonight is going to be the monthly gig for Mick Wells, also known as Mr. Multi Writer, and his partner, Me Too Hainu Writer, will be performing at Galerie Rouge at PMSLT. So there's a little time. So I wanted to play something by Mick directly from his page. And then also, the new bestseller list is out. And so I wanted to also share that today. So lots happening. So one of Mick's song that I like is Walking in the Universe, is what I wanted to share today. And Mick's website is www.mickwells.com or just mickwells.com. And then you'll be able to see everything. His music, when shows are happening, CDs you can buy, several CDs out there. And Mick does a lot of piano improvs and other instruments. So multi-talented, just like his name says. So let's start with that, and then I'll come back and I'll do a little more on what's going on with books and then what's coming on tonight. A lot of shows happening at the same time, all right? So here's Mick, Walking in the Universe.
Amazing.
all this effort used to move something so small. My thoughts direct the action, my emotions point the way. I wonder why all of this think of you today. So much to do to make a point, so hard to push it through. So many places it must go to find its way to you. And I'm afraid this little wave will fade away tonight. And all the love in all the world may never make it right. Walking in this universe, I hardly make a sound. A point of view reminding you there is no up or down. There is no hidden meaning, it's there for all to see. A kiss from me, a touch from you, different way to be. Take the winding pathway to the bottom of the hill. Feel the way it tugs at me, almost against my will. Walking in this universe will never be the same. After using all this energy to hear you say my name.
Walking in the Universe by Michael Wells. Again, go to mickwells.com. to hear more music, check out gigs that Mick is going to be doing this month and beyond. So again, tonight he's performing with Mitu Hainu Writer at Gallery Rouge and Second Life. So the book I wanted to promote today is Skin Again by Bell Hooks. This book came out 2004. And I'm always surprised sometimes that I'm just like, why am I discovering this right now? So this book was written by Bell Hooks and illustrated by Chris Flashka. Just an amazing, amazing book. And this is a children's book. And so I love the fact that I didn't even know Bell Hooks had so many children's books out there. So Bell Hooks is beyond an author. She's feminist. She's a teacher. She's a scholar. Just amazing. I've been reading Bell Hooks since my college days at Simmons and Wheelock and sort of past graduation. So I always enjoy her work. And some of the topics she explores, they really, you know, one of those, they're very hard to discuss. And this book talks about, focuses on race. And this is a topic I don't think it's ever going to run out of style, because people get very tense discussing it. So I'm just going to read the description inside the jacket of the book. Again, the name is Skin Again. Celebrating all that makes us unique and different, Skin Again offers new ways to talk about race and identity. Race matters, but only so much. What's most important is who we are on the inside. Looking beyond the skin, going straight to the heart, we find in each other the treasure stored deep down, learning to cherish those treasures to be all we imagine ourselves to be makes us free. Skin Again celebrates this freedom. It's a great book. I read it today aloud. I love reading book out loud. And then I'll probably reread that all over. The illustrations are amazing. Great pictures. And I think one of the other books I shared on a past segment was Happy to be Nappy, another awesome, awesome book. So that's it for what I'm recommending for today. And then in terms of bestsellers, I'm still looking at purchase on Indiebound directly. So number one for hardcover nonfiction for the week of August 6th. And again, these bestsellers are based on sales ending August 2nd and hundreds of independent bookstores nationwide. So for now, number one is The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. Kondo takes readers step by step through her revolutionary KonMari method for simplifying, organizing, and storing. So this book I've been listening to. You can find that on audio. And it's a popular book. So luckily my library has that. Then we have Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, another New York Times bestseller. Just amazing. A lot to choose from for this week. The author offers a powerful new framework for understanding our nation's history and current crisis in this bold and personal literary exploration of America's racial history. Then we have The Wright Brothers by David McCullough. Two-time Pulitzer Wright Prize winner McCullough tells the dramatic story of the courageous brothers who taught the world how to fly. Then we have Modern Romance by comedian Aziz Ansari. This is a hilarious, thoughtful, and in-depth exploration of the pleasures and perils of modern romance. Let's see. I think Aziz was at BookCon in New York recently. Number five, Be Immortal by Atul Gawande. Practicing surgeon tackles the hardest challenge of his profession, how medicine can not only improve life, but also the process of its ending. Number six, Sick in the Head by Judge Apato. This is a collection of intimate and hilarious conversations with the biggest name in comedy by the writer and director of Knocked Up and the producer of Freaks and Geeks. Number seven, Dead Awake by Eric Larson. The author captures the sheer drama and emotional power of a disaster whose intimate details and true meaning have long been obscured by history. Then we have H for Hawk by Helen MacDonald. This is a blend of nature writing and memoir. It was a March 2015 IndieNext List Great Read. Number nine is The Oregon Trail by Rinker Buck. This is an account of traveling the length of the Oregon Trail, the old-fashioned way, in a covered wagon with a team of mules. Then we have number 10, The Road to Character by David Brooks. It provides an opportunity for us to rethink our priorities and strive to build rich inner lives marked by humility and moral depth. Fascinating. And then I'll just through. Yes, please, fell down. Number 11 is Barbarian Days by William Finnegan. This is a self-portrait of a lifelong surfer by the acclaimed New Yorker writer. And that's it. You're 11 on the bestsellers list for the week of August 6th. Directly from indiebound.org. All right, so I talk a little bit about children's books, and they don't really keep up to date in terms of what's on the kids' bestsellers list, but they do have Kids Next, which is a list of books based on different age groups. So they give you the top 10 on there. So the first one I see is Circus Mirandis by Cassie Beasley. Lots on the summer list. A lot of time people, most kids have a summer reading list that they need to go through. So I always recommend check your local library since all schools are closed and see if you can get those books from there. So I'm going to take a little break. Before I do, thank you to all my Twitter followers. Keep sending me these comment and the links and all the goodies that you're doing out there, especially related to books and events, and I'll definitely follow back. So another performer in Second Life, I'm actually probably going to end with her today. She also had a show yesterday on Concert Window. This was live. I don't even think it was in studio. So a lot of time when you're doing things sort of directly on stage outside, there are always challenges. So Sonia Javette had a show on Concert Window, and she typically has shows on there, so you guys can catch her there. But she also performed online. She also teaches guitar lessons in Texas. So she's based out of Austin, Texas. But she's always performing locally and different platforms. So I wanted to play some of her songs. And the first one is Superhero. One of my favorite is Big Girls. So she has a lot of song on there, but I'll probably end on Javette. So if you never heard her perform before, here's Superhero by Sonia Javette. SoniaJavette.com and learn a little more about her. Again, as I mentioned, she's based in Austin, Texas. While I was doing my research, March 25th in Texas is considered Javette Day. So hopefully she had a good time a few months ago celebrating that day. And again, you can find her on Concert Window for different shows. And she's also on Twitter. Follow her there. But the website is SoniaJavette.com. All right. So, again, tonight we have lots of shows going on. Lots of shows. Tuxo has a show coming up at, I believe, 6 p.m. SLT. It could be later. And then even Sarah Marie Philly has a show tonight. But I already have my plans to hear Mr. Multi Writer and Me Too Hey New Writer, 5 p.m. SLT, for their monthly gig. So, lots of music tonight. And then tomorrow, I'll be back with more announcements and other events that are going on. And then hopefully other music from other musicians. So, since it's all about Mick very soon, I want to play another one of his song before the show is over. Forgiven is another one. So here's Mick with Forgiven.
Want to be forgiven, I want to be sad. Want you to hold me, even though I was bad. So bad tonight, so totally unright. So ready for the fight tonight. Want to be touched again. I want you to look at me, even though I was wrong. So wrong tonight, nowhere near the light, nothing going right.
Events that he has coming up. So tonight, again, monthly gig at Gallery Rouge and Second Life, 5 p.m. SLT with partner Me Too Haney Writer. So that's going to be it for today. I promised I was going to play another song by Sonia. Sonia, she's all over. She's on Spotify. She's on Pandora. So I'll play something that's a little more light. So thank you for listening and tuning in to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back over the weekend for more on books, music, and current events on Concert Window and Second Life. Happy Friday to all.
too long in this tragedy. I feel your hunger and your pain. Too many years of dark, cold melody washed away in this full moon ray. Let the fire blaze like a midnight sun. Let your hair fall down. I'm the only one who can speak your peace on this crazy train that our love washed down in the full moon ray. Full moon ray. Full moon ray. You feel your life song is vanishing. But I see hope beyond the storm. Lost in your moment of surrendering. Release it now in this full moon ray.